Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve, are you there?
Why, hello there.
Well, just because, you know, it's normally what you do when you say hello. So.
Why hello there?
Why do we do, eh?
A lot of time for contemplating the basics and fundamentals at the moment, eh?
Very much so.
Hey, so this is normally the time of the year. Well, it's actually not normally the time of the year. I want to wind that right back. The New Zealand International Film Festival was delayed to October of this year. Normally it would be in the depths of winter, although I look outside and the sun's shining and it kind of feels like it would actually be a much better time for a film festival, one that doesn't have a cold that just kind of gets passed around it like we would normally get every June and July. With of course, we all know what's happened with Auckland, so no film festival for us.
With a bit of hindsight, are they kind of wishing that they did do it in June, July, because we were COVID-free at that stage?
That's a very good question, and I would say that that's probably something they've thought about far too much. I would not want to be in the major events, coulda, woulda, shoulda business right now.
Yeah, true.
Let's not
brew on that one or dwell on it.
So with the NZIFF, they did say from the outset with those new dates that there was no provision for an online component. Last year, we did have a festival of sorts and we could stream some stuff. They did manage to get a few screenings up as well, but that was kind of after, you know, that was in the wake of COVID lockdown number one. So yes, there's not really any ready-made replacement for those, that ability to see like a bunch of films from Cannes Film Festival and Berlin Festival, etc., in the space of a couple of weeks. However, for those of us at home, one keen movie fan by the name of Doug Dillerman has come up with an awesome project called the Auckland Online Film Festival. Sounds like just another film festival where you pay your bucks and watch some stuff, but in actuality, this is kind of just really like a really big curated watch list of things that are underway. There's no tickets, there's no actual kind of hub. It's just a collection of films that a number of people, like myself, have contributed small lists to. And the idea is it kind of mimics the different subcategories and mini parts of the program that the International Film Festival would do. So it's an opportunity to check out a bunch of stuff on your couch that feels similar. So, yeah, this guy, Steve Newell, for instance, submitted five films that would be the sorts of things that might find their way to the big screen at the Civic Theatre. And these aren't really across the whole kind of group of selections, which are also made by folks like Psychic Glands, Aaron Yap, and Tim Wong, who formerly of NZIFF.
Mm-hmm.
They're all things that you can stream. They're all pretty current. And essentially, you've got this what amounts to a watch list of currently 100 films that all look pretty damn sweet. And I've only seen about 20% of them.
What's the web address of this?
This one's tiny bit tricky to find. It's hosted on letterboxd.com. If you are a user of Letterboxd, which is a website for kind of keeping your movie diary or and writing reviews and such, it's not too hard to find. I'll give you the full address if you're super keen and maybe you want to be poised with a pen. It's really annoying what
hey
I'm
Steve,
doing anyway.
Just quickly,
do you have somewhere
in your house where you get slightly better cell phone reception?
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah, I can probably do that.
You're just a bit crackly on our end.
Oh, one of those guys. Don't want to be one of those guys.
So you're saying you've seen roughly 20% of 100 movies. I'm just going to carry the four. So you've seen roughly 20 of those movies, I think.
So I've seen 20 of those movies. That is 80 movies
about
an hour and a half each. So that's about, I've just got about 120, maybe the festival films, probably a bit longer. Or maybe 150 hours of movie watching. Okay, let's start on that tonight. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the films that I chucked in here because I think these are all things that are pretty worthwhile to have on your own watch lists. They're not all necessarily available at the minute, but over the next couple of weeks they will all be there to watch. The first is A24's long-awaited in New Zealand fantasy film, The Green Knight, which is a kind of retelling of 14th-century English legend. This is real buzzy, and it's kind of a shame we're not going to see it at the cinemas here, but I reckon you could have a nice green night with The Green Knight, if you get my drift.
Does The Green Knight get some sort of crazy spirit animal that helps him on his journey? I think I've seen the trailer.
I mean, there's definitely some entities.
What happens at the end, John?
Spoilery. Well, night becomes day, and... Sorry.
It's a Freaky Friday. I got the format. All good.
Oh, yep. The next is In the Earth. This is a film by Ben Wheatley, who's a... NZIFF regular director. He's made films like A Field in England, Kill List, and Sightseers. He's kind of got like a really great handle on genre stuff. This movie is probably, like a few films on the festival circuit this year, is set, stop me if you've heard this one before, during a global pandemic. It follows a couple of researchers out to the forest as they got to check up on an experiment. But it all kind of gets quite mushroomy and fungi and occult horror on it. So it's like a bit of a trippy kind of, a trippy mushroom horror, I guess. Kajillionaire is a really weird, unconventional crime caper film that released last year, but didn't really make its way to New Zealand, bypassed cinemas altogether. It's directed by Miranda July, and this is about a family of con artists who kind of survive on this low-level grifter scam life. Like, they're not trying to pull Ocean's 11 type heists. They're just kind of, you know, might be reaching through a P.O. box to steal the mail from next door or just rip people off for something really small.
Classic grifting. Just a grift.
Real grifting. Just really like...
I appreciate a good grift.
Yeah.
Except when it's like someone's ripping me off a weed or something. I don't want that.
It's really... It's oddly specific. Do you have someone in mind?
I just feel like that's the most classic time that I would get grifted. You know, like, I feel like most other transactions of my life are pretty much like above board and sort of government sanctioned. But when it's like outside of that, you're kind of opening yourself up to a little grift. John has an experience of actually in and around BFM of being grifted out of some deck. Tell us the story, John.
No.
Please tell us the story. Movie time, John. Tell us the story.
I've actually been grifted a couple of times in this area, but I don't want to let people know about my life behind.
Don't buy weed around BFM. It's not cool anymore. You got to go to Albert Park for that kind of stuff. Anyway, mate, carry on.
Was it the old oregano scam?
Big time. I'll tell the story pretty much. That's what happened.
Oh dear. there's two parents, they're kind of assholes, and their daughter doesn't realize because she doesn't really know any different. She's played by Evan Rachel Wood, and then her performance in the film's amazing. In fact, I'm not going to say that, it's too much of a spoiler, but her name is Old Dolio in the film, and there's a reason behind that, which itself is a horrible scam, and it's just all really yuck. And there's a couple of others. I'll stop prattling on about the individual films and kind of go back to the broader view of this. So there's a collection of films that have done the rounds of film festivals this year. There's a tribute to former NZIFF director Bill Gosden. There are films from India, films from Africa. Flying Out presents a music section. There is a new East Asian cinema section, a tribute to the Terrify Film Festival, which is happening again this year, which is a horror and genre fest. And Aaron Yap has done a selection of weird wonders that you'll find right at the bottom of this list. So, yeah, head to the letterbox. It's called the Auckland Online Film Festival. And if I Google Auckland Online Film Festival right now, let's see if it even comes up. So that's the easy way to do it.
Steve, I tell you what, we'll chuck it up on our 95BFM Drive Facebook.
I'm keen to watch Relaxer. I'm actually on the page right now. It's letterboxed, basically letterboxed with just a D at the end of letterbox. And you'll find it that way, I'm sure.
Indeed, yeah. Yeah, if you go to Letterboxd and you put Auckland Online Film Festival into the search bar, it will pop up.
I feel like I've got quite a good eye for like covers of both music and film, and that most of these covers actually look pretty good. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I'm looking at some good poster art right now, actually.
Yeah.
I have seen some really good films in this list, actually. The Nest is really good. That's a domestic drama about a family that ups from life in the States and moves to a big old home in the UK. But it's kind of domestic drama, even though the film's not a horror, it's sort of shot and feels like one. So all of the kind of grim disintegration of his family sort of just feel like an apparition's around the corner at any minute, which, spoiler alert, it's not. It's just a nice approach to a kind of drama buzz.
Old Mate Coming Home in the Dark's on there as well. Talked about that the other day.
Ooh, so. Rough. I mean,
it's granted.
Not rough, but it's there. Rough film.
Yeah. Yep.
The documentary of Max Richter's Sleep, which I kick myself for not going to, and that was performed here at the Town Hall a couple of years ago, where Max Richter performed this piece of music where you just basically hopped into a bed for a while by himself and just had a bit of a doze during it. That would have been a good night.
Also, this Velvet Underground documentary looks really good looking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't checked that out yet. I do need to actually watch that one right through. But like a number of the selections on this list, I think, as you would with a festival, it's kind of like, oh, I spot this, and I know that this will fit in really well to the overall pattern of what's going on here. And yeah, some number one on this list, Summer of Soul, we talked about that.
I struggle with music documentaries a lot, but, you know, it's cute how they got the Beths live at the Town Hall there, directed by Kellen Devlin.
Yeah, I reckon.
Very cool.
I reckon.
Very cool.
It's nice to capture that.
Yeah.
Right next to Madhu Mukhtar's kind of remake of of Prince.
Oh, what?
Purple Rain.
Is that a thing? Is that what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's one that many BFM listeners would be keen to check out. When you look at this list on the webpage, you'd be forgiven for kind of thinking that was actually just Purple Rain, but I can assure you it is not.
Okay, cool. All right, I
anyway,
see. That sounds cooked as hell. I want to check that out. Man.
Lots of stuff to check out. I reckon just whether any of those titles we've talked about today sound like you or not, I reckon that's probably the best list of 100 films you're going
to see this year.
Stumble across online this year.
Yeah. Just say it. Best list this year. 2021, done and dusted.
Nothing's the best this year, John. Or the year before.
I mean, who can say?
I kind of did.
Steve Newell, thank you very much.
You.
We'll check it up. We'll check it up online. So if,
it takes guts, you know? It takes guts.
People are trying to find this list. We'll post the link on 95 BFM Dry with Johnny Big Hungry Facebook. Okay?
Beauty.
Bye. Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95 BFM.